difficult, was it?
Strange situation. Yeah, just strange circumstances. Good win, good team win, but yeah, I don't know how. It's kind of hard to, you know, it's just a unique situation. Not many other players have to go through it, so you don't really know. You can't ask for too many people for advice on it. So, but good team win for us, and a good road win.
Personally, is it more relief, or is it?
I think we're glad. I think both of us are glad that it's over with. I believe, you know, certainly you could postseason is one thing, but I don't believe I'll make it to the next regular season one. So I think this will be the end of it, which I'll be happy about that, and I know my family will, and I think, you know, both Eli and I probably both. It's just as easy.
Based on how the game went for your brother, how do you feel like you handle the family occasion?
Oh, you know, that's not for me to answer that. I think they'll be fine. I think they always play their best when everybody's kind of stacked against them. So, but it was a good win for us. Beat a good team, tough environment to play in. So, good win.
Were you most pleased with as a team
today? I thought we made good second half adjustments. 2 weeks in a row, we've come out in the second half and really sort of changed the tempo of the game and came out of the locker room and put up consecutive touchdown drives. Just like to find a way to fix it in the first half a little bit. Of course, the first drive was really good, just didn't finish the way we needed to. And then, you know, we had some more self-inflicted errors kind of in that first half, things that we were doing that were kind of stopping ourselves. And those are things that we have to correct. You know, fortunately, our defense kind of kept us in it, but need to be able to come out and do a better job in the first half and not wait till the second half 2 weeks in a row.
About No'Shawn helping the running game.
Yeah, I thought No'Shawn was really critical today. I know there's a big game for him playing in his hometown somewhat, and two great runs for touchdowns. And you put all this work and time into your red zone plays, and if you can get two 20 yard plus touchdown runs, those are your best red zone plays all season. So thought he ran hard, and that really opened up some things in that second half in the passing game.
Second half drive, that first second half drive initially, what did you see?
Well, we made some adjustments. We went a little more two tight ends in the second half. We were mostly one tight end, three wides in the first half. I thought the two tight ends was a good change for us, and we ran the ball better out of that personnel grouping. For whatever reason, that helped our running game, and then we were able to get couple of big plays in the passing game, a couple of crossing routes to Demarius and to Decker, and that was a good change by the coaches.
What is it about that? Because that happened against Baltimore too, right, where you seemed to have more rhythm when you had the two tight end sets?
Baltimore, I can't think exactly. I mean, Baltimore, we were probably more three wides the entire game. But there's no question today we went two tight ends in the second half, and I just thought the execution was better. It's not a major, drastic change. It's just one guy for one guy. It's kind of Virgil Green for Wes Welker, but for whatever reason, our execution got better, and we'll see the film as to what was the real reason for it, but it did give us a little more rhythm, and then when you can go to three wides after that, you know, Wes's touchdown was in three wides, it can be a little maybe keep them a little bit more off balance.
Did you go in the first series right away to Eric Decker on purpose, just kind of a confidence deal there?
I mean, last week was over with. Eric had a good week of practice. He's a focused guy. He's a guy that has a lot of pride, that wants to play well every week for his team. So he had a good week of practice. I knew he would play well today. I thought he really responded well. It wasn't anything intentional. He was going to be a part of the game plan the entire game today, as he will all season. So, you know, last week's game for him, that was not a factor by any means.
How was your meeting with the Trepuka? You met with the – can you tell us that?
Yeah, I had a good visit with with three of his sons and their wives, and it was a good meeting. I was explaining to them that in our quarterback room we have a picture of their father. In our quarterback room, we have certain kind of former quarterbacks that we have pictures of in our quarterback meeting room, and he was one of them. And you know, I was honored to wear his number, and I had a good meeting with three of his sons, and they said their dad would have been proud.
Peyton, going back to the first half, what did you notice about what the Giants defenders were trying to do? I know this week the players talked a lot about trying to be more physical with your wide receivers to kind of counter the up-tempo offense and delay your timing a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's hard to say. I'll know more probably when I see the film. But, you know, the first drive was really good. We were hitting some short stuff. We hit a long one to Caldwell down the sideline, and we can punch it in there. You know, who knows, that first half may go differently. But for whatever reason, after that, we just weren't quite as sharp. Giants were stuffing the run. They were physical and stout against the run. Weren't a lot of openings. They were able to play a lot of pass coverages on first, second, and third down because, frankly, they probably weren't real threatened by the run. And so that was probably part of our adjustment in the second half to go more two tight ends. That opened up some things in the running game. But we have to be you know, more efficient on those drives earlier in the game, I think.
Well, we have time for a few more guys.
Your dad was just outside talking a little bit, saying still doesn't get any easier, still difficult for them. When that final second ticks off the clock and you're not competitors anymore, your younger brother just lost a tough football game, what is it like?
Well, I can't really speak for them, I guess. I'm sure they're glad it's over with, but, you know, I don't need to speak for the Giants. It's a good football team. They have been you know, I don't. It's a strange feeling. It's not like beating another team. It's not, you know, probably quite as enjoyable as it would be if you were, you know, beating somebody else. So certainly, it was a good team win. Coach Fox put a lot of emphasis on being a good road team. We weren't. We didn't start out well on the road last season. So to come in here and beat a good football team